then it talks about additional hours and overtime.
Yes.
If it goes into overtime, would the county be responsible for paying the 25 of the overtime?
No. So what I clarified that, we will invoice them annually, and so they will pay that 75% of that deputy's salary and benefits. And then if they work overtime, we can invoice them either every 2 weeks or monthly, whatever takes place in that period for the overtime. And then they will, obviously, we would pay it initially on their paycheck, but then they will reimburse us for any extra work done, such as for sports games or...
But they pay 100% of that.
Yes, they would pay
that. Per the contract, all compensation costs resulting from hours worked beyond the normal school day will be reimbursed to county by the district. So
yes.
All compensation costs.
Correct.
And where they approve, they're in their committee and deciding who the officer is and stuff. I'm assuming that there'll be more than one officer. There'll be two or three. So when that person is out on vacation or sick?
No. There will be one chosen and assigned. Branson already has four Branson SROs. Their school district already has four SROs that are Branson police officers. They're just wanting somebody else from the county. So if somebody is sick or on vacation, the county will not have somebody to fill that spot that day. You know, it states in here that it will minimize that, and but there will be times when they won't have an officer, our officer there. You know, they can be out for training and whatnot, and we won't have to have somebody fill in that spot.
But it's that officer's responsibility to contact
Correct.
Them, the principal, and so forth.
Correct.
And number 18, a concern where it talks about sufficient insurance coverage. Who determines whether it's sufficient insurance coverage?
Well, I assume that we would, you know, they would have the same liability as any patrol officer. So we have insurance that covers anything that happens for a regular officer on patrol. Can't imagine that anything would happen there that wouldn't be under the same coverage.
Just because it's in the agreement stated that way, that it was a concern.
Right.
Because we had already discussed if it was going to be more liability.
Right. And I don't think it would be. It wouldn't be any more liability than the regular officer on patrol doing any other law enforcement duties, I don't believe.
It does mention that they'd be available for the classroom if they were asked.
Yes.
To do training or so forth in the classroom.
Right, to do presentations.
And meet with the parents.
What's that?
Or meet with the parents.
Yes. Yes, but we will not be responsible for any disciplinary action that, as it would, as far as the school rules and regulations, the deputy would not be responsible for enforcing any of that stuff. That's up to the schools. Obviously, if there's a criminal law violation, then the deputy would act on that.
Mm-hmm. Do we know if our insurance company has insured another officer to know exactly how it covers?
No. I did not check with Vicki on that.
All my questions.
Move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding by and between Taney County Sheriff's Office, Taney County, Missouri, and Branson R. Four School District.
Second with one discussion.
Second with discussion.
I forgot to say they need to correct the spelling of sheriff before they...
Okay.
Second.
You have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Did not catch that one.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Did you see it?
You might check the contract throughout.
Notice of intent to declare single source provider.
Understand that everyone has a problem getting vehicles now, and there's only one company that you've been able to
read this. Apparently, Chrysler opened the order bank in December for approximately a week, is what I'm being told. And so, typically we would put it out to bid, and then whoever was awarded would order the vehicles after that. Well, no 2022 Chargers can be ordered after they close the order bank in December. So what I'm being told by all the dealerships that I contacted was the only option we had is to find somebody that had ordered some in December that aren't already spoken for. And I found these three at Bellman that were ordered and have not been, weren't spoken for at that time. Initially, and I guess they were going pretty fast because when I initially talked to the guy, he had four. And within a couple hours, it was down to three. So.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and read a statement. If there's anyone here now who feels they or their company can offer an alternative as direct source, not third party, to Belco 2 Incorporated, doing business as Bellman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, with a product as beneficial as to what they offer to Taney County with all the same financial and same operational advantages, including delivery. If so, please come forward now. Seeing no such person nor receiving any written responses, is there a motion to be made to declare Belco 2 Incorporated doing business as Bellman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram as single source provider for the purchase of three 2022 Dodge Charger Pursuit vehicles to be delivered in 2022.
Move to declare Belco 2 Incorporated doing business as Bellman, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram as a single source sole source provider for the purchase of three 2022 Dodge Charger Pursuit vehicles to be delivered in 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You too.
Sheriff, these ended up being a little bit cheaper than what the government or what the state price was, wasn't it? State bid?
What's that?
Did these end up being a little bit cheaper than the state bid?
These were $33 over what was on the state bid.
Over, okay.
Because they had some extra, they came with extra key fobs. The company that won the state bid did not order any that met the criteria of that bid. So, all right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Addendum to agreement for motor oil and hydraulic oil number 22009, Road and Bridge.
Who's having questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Evan, you have a statement on it?
No.
Move to approve the addendum to agreement for motor oil and a hydraulic oil buy-in between Taney County and Heritage Petroleum LLC.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the agreement for motor oil and hydraulic oil buying between Taney County and Oakland Lubrication Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Was it two of them?
Brandon, on that, on Oakland, Heritage had bought Oakland out. So that is who the new Oakland is.
That's in the addendum. That's
okay.
That's
I have
the page that goes with okay. it and tells
okay.
wherever it says contract.
Right,
that's
okay.
That way they're both approved and we don't have to worry about there being a...
Yeah.
What about Schaefer?
Schaefer's will be the second
one. Mm-hmm. Move to approve the addendum to the motor oil and hydraulic oil buy between Schaefer Manufacturing Company and Taney County.
You have second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Discussion of an economic development contract with Taney County Partnership.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did it says May go into executive session? Did you guys request it to be an exec for being a contract?
It said it was a contract, but we're fine.
Britton, currently serving as the chairman of the Taney County Partnership this year. Jonas Argus, the executive director. We are here to discuss the annual economic development contract between the Taney County Commission and the Taney County Partnership. It's an annual contract that historically has been funded at a $50,000 per year level. That has been at that level for 10 years since the inception of the partnership. And we are requesting to implement kind of a tiered increase of the funding level from the county, starting this year at a $75,000 level.
If I could clarify real quick, the contract's actually between the County Commission and the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce. So the Taney County Partnership is the branded, for lack of a better term, the Economic Development Department of the Branson Lakes Area Chamber of Commerce. I think as far as funding, some of the, you know, I know we've had discussions. I know board members have reached out to individual commissioners. You know, we've had discussions over the last few years. The chamber. So when we launched the partnership back in. Well, formulated back in 10 and 11 and officially kicked off in 2012, we landed on that $50,000 mark so that the commission or the county would fund it 50 and the chamber matches 50, right? And that's kind of the two top investors. Then you have the municipalities throughout the county that invested at the time, you know, budget appropriate levels. Since then, the chamber in the budget year of 2018 increased their funding to $75,000. The motivation for that is we got really engaged in workforce development. So the chamber felt it was appropriate to increase funding to allow for programming for workforce development, specifically our recruitment efforts in Puerto Rico, as well as our increased activities in taking over the community support group responsibilities for what was then the J-1 program, which is now called Bridge USA. still utilizes the J-1 visa program. So at that time,